Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call on the 30th of September, 2019 at 1900 UTC. The leaders attending the call are Cheryl, Pat, Sebastian, Daniel, and Vanda. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie has joined. Apologies from Michael and Osvaldo. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Cheryl and Pat, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Whose turn is it? We didn't toss a coin, Pat.
I think it's you.
Okay, fine. That was a virtual toy. That's a virtual coin.
Coin toss. Go ahead. Run with it, Cheryl.
Ah, dear. Yes, well, it's like running with scissors, Pat. It should be done cautiously. Welcome, everybody. Enough frivolity. I shall try and behave now. I suspect today will be another delightfully short leadership team call because we're starting to get into rinse and repeat mode as we're going through our planning for our meetings between now and Singapore. So let's start with the usual administrivia and ask if there's any statement of interest updates from anybody. And not hearing any. Let's see whether Sebastian, Vanda or Daniel have any update that they believe needs to be given here, and to find out how much time, if any, they will need during the October 2 agenda or any work party updates. Sebastian, you want to start? Well, Vanda, do you want to go ahead if we're having audio issues with Sebastian? Okay, gremlins abound in the audio world by the look of it, Brenda. Daniel, I know we can hear you because we heard you earlier. Is there any update from... Thank you.
Yeah. Because we have a scheduled calendar for tomorrow, and we shall probably revert to the main plenary on Wednesday. That's just the brief that I have. Thank you. Back to Cheryl.
Thank you, Daniel. So probably, Cheryl, again, for the record, so probably just a couple of minutes in the main plenary, not any extended amount of time. So you'll assume you'll just be putting, maybe 2 to 3 minutes or so as an update. Okay. Bernie, are you attending that call with reviews, and which of us, Pat or I, are going to that one, or are we leaving it in your capable hands?
I think the only one I have on my schedule is the GAC one tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Sorry for that. I think probably I'll have to tell Casey to send the invite such that we can have you part on the call. Hope that helps. Thank you.
Okay. Great. So we'll...
Yeah, Daniel, that's really important because if Bernie's not on there, that's bad enough. But Pat and I are sharing up the work party calls. So, you know, we don't know what we don't know. So if we don't get invited, we sure as hell don't know about it. Jennifer, you've got your hand up.
Thanks, Cheryl. Yeah, I just wanted to suggest that if Daniel could let us know what time the call is, we would be happy to send an invite to the entire team, which is what we've been doing with the other work parties. It just gives people a chance to join if they're interested. And also, we're trying to record the calls and post the records to the wiki as much as we can. So obviously, in this instance, we didn't know about the call, but if we're available to support, we're certainly happy to do so. So, Daniel, if you wouldn't mind, please sending us the time and we can send an invite to the team. Thanks.
Daniel, for the record, thank you. I'll do that. I'll send an email probably like in the next 1 or 2 hours since I'm still in mobile. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel, because a few of your meetings have fallen through the net, and we need to stop that happening from now on. Pat?
Yes, Cheryl, I was just going to say that I've got the 7 o'clock, I've got tomorrow morning's GAC on my calendar and was planning on attending if you've got something else going on.
Yeah, I've certainly got the GAC on my calendar, but I didn't have the other one, so that's the other reason. Good to know if you can, as you know, we are trying to divide up all of these. All right, I noticed Sebastian cleared his audio a little earlier, and so let's go back then to Sebastian and then Banda.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I just wrote that I need 0 minutes for tomorrow call or after tomorrow call, and I have nothing to add today. Thank you.
Well, that's very tight budgeting. I'm pretty sure we can manage to find the 0 minutes. Thanks, Sebastian. Vanda? Okay, Vanda, you might be muted.
Yes. How are you?
That's better. Good. That's okay. Right. Now.
Okay, I'm glad I could make it. And tomorrow we're going to have, as you say, and everybody has in the agenda, a GAC call for us to go through the final agreement for the survey points. And I have added to the report all the information we got from our interviews. That is one part of our report. So it's also done for the colleagues to really, add some other language or add some points and about the agreement we have done during the 65. So I do believe we are, I have changed my working plan and sent back, as I said, to Jennifer. And I believe we are on time, and I hope we're going to have a really good progress during Singapore face-to-face meeting. That's all for us, folks.
Excellent. Thanks, Vanda. And so again, we'll only need the usual budget of 2 or 3 minutes for your group as well. Excellent. So Pat, do you want to, I can't see we're going to have much of an issue on our rinse and repeat agenda for the 2nd of October. It is quite literally a duplicate of the last one. And again, we didn't take our full allocation of time last time, so I suspect we're just going to run to sort of a 90-minute level. Do you think we need to warn them? It's still locked for 2 hours, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So Cheryl, this is Pat. To walk through it, we can walk through it, but unless anybody has anything specific they wanted to add to it or have a discussion about, I think that you're right. It's just rinse and repeat.
Okay. And we've certainly got time if something does turn up as any other business, et cetera. Yeah. Bernie, is there any surprises or changes that you're going to tell us about now you've got your hand up? Should I be panicking?
Panic mode off. No, I just wanted to let you know, I've sort of mapped out how I want to attack that for Wednesday. So I'll start off with section 9, ATRT 2. I'd like to put that one to bed. There is no survey. It's just the general recommendations about how the implementation of ATRT 2 was handled. We've had one read at it. We've had some comments. We've corrected it. There are no significant recommendations. There are a few suggestions. I'd like to walk our way through it, and then we can check this one off as done. Similarly to section 6, which is support for board decisions, which was basically got very good support from the survey. I think I've finished writing that up. We can just walk through it, and that one will be done also, and we don't have to go back to that. After that, finish off the survey for section 12, which is the prioritization section, which we haven't done. The survey should go fairly well. And then we've got the big one, which is section 3 board. We've got to walk through the survey. If we get done with that, then we can go back to section 4, depending on the results of tomorrow's meeting for the GAC stuff. And then we've got to decide what we do with section 11, the accountability indicators. Thank you.
Okay. Well, accountability indicators, Cheryl, for record. Accountability indicators, of course, aren't actually part of the survey results as such. So that would then move us into report drafting specific, not survey results feeding into report drafting. So I think we can probably cut at that point and move that into the next bit, which is when we dig into the report the following week. Does that make sense, Bernie? That was a green tick I saw briefly.
Well, the point is, I don't know if it's part of report drafting. I've drafted some general evaluations of all the accountability indicators, and we probably will have to go through those at some point just you know, to do that. So that's going to require time. So if we finish quite a bit early, I'm thinking maybe we can do that and use up our time.
Oh, I see. I see. So it's input as opposed to survey results as such. But if we've got time in the 2nd of October call, you'd like to get that started.
Yes, ma'am.
Okie dokie. All right. How about, and Pat, see how you feel about this as I'm saying it. With what Bernie has detailed, which section are following by which section, following by which section, I think we might just expand the agenda that we've got in front of us just to detail those as sub-bullets under 4. So, you know, starting with 9, moving to, you know, going back to 4, if time allows type stuff. So if Bernie, you could just embellish that, and Jennifer can then have that as a change to the agenda. Pat, do you reckon that'll help our people plan themselves?
I think it would help everybody get prepared for Wednesday. Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so Bernie, that's kind of a mini action item on you and Jennifer, just to literally capture in just a couple of bullets, you know, starting with, followed by, if time permits, listed under 4. Okay, great. And that might even happen in the chat. So if we can leave that with you guys before the agenda goes out, that would be great. Input from anyone else then on all of that for our October 2 agenda?
It's Casey.
Okay, from Amanda. Yes, Casey, go ahead.
I'm just probably slow on the uptake here. I'm trying to figure out if, I think Daniel said that we're going to have a separate review work party to go over some of the comments I made in the Google Doc. And that's also including comments that are outside the review section of the document. Am I making sense?
Daniel, for the record. Yes, sure. Regarding to the call that we are meant to be holding tomorrow, one of the issues that we are going to discuss is the highlights of the document together with the review team, then we can be able to update the plenary respectively on the review of the reviews of the current document that we have, because there are quite a series of comments that we need to discuss as the review work party. Now that's why we have an action point whereby to notify staff and the review work party members such that they could be able to avail themselves tomorrow at short notice, such that we can be able to discuss those that document and the different respective action points and be able to report to plenary, such that different amendments that can be done, we can be able to consolidate them as the whole plenary since we are at the stage of the report. Thank you. I hope that helps.
That makes sense. I just want to clarify that includes all the whole document, right? Comments on the whole document.
Yeah, whatever. I'm a little confused and concerned, you two. Hang on. I mean, we've got a whole body of work that is being reviewed with survey results specific work and then later report work by the whole plenary. And then on short notice, your work party is now working on sections of the review that is either going to be reviewed or has been reviewed. Help me understand where whatever your work you're doing in your work party is fitting in with as we now bring things back into plenary mode. I'm just concerned about, first of all, getting anybody other than you two talking to each other on short notice. So the rest of your work party needs to be dragged along, but how much duplication of effort is going to be made? I just am very cautious about the rest of the review team either feeling that they're being left out or that their work is being ignored by your work, etc. So help me understand what is the intentions and where are we lining up our ducks here?
So I think it's my fault because I don't quite understand the process, and maybe any of the comments that are outside, and I forget which section it is, that's the review section, but outside that section are really sort of comments that should be happening in the plenary, and maybe you haven't gotten to that point yet. So that's the point of confusion. And so the meeting that the review party should have should only be on the section of the report that you say is under the review party's purview.
Okay. So Bernie, can you very briefly make sure everyone understands the current lie of the land and where we're all up to? Thank you.
Was that a request for me to comment?
It was a request for you to clarify exactly what we've done last week, what we're doing this week, and what we're planning next.
Okay, fine. What we did last week was go through the results of the survey for a number of sections of the report. And what we will be doing this week in our meeting, as I described earlier, was to try and improve section 9 and section 6 of the report, which don't really have any strong recommendations going with them. And then finish going over the survey results for section 12, which is prioritization, and section 3, which is the board. And if we have time, there's section 4, the GAC work party's meeting tomorrow. Maybe we'll be able to integrate some of that into the draft report. And if we do have time, then look at the commentary on the accountability indicators. That's what I typed in there in the chat.
Okay. So does that help, Casey, seeing the process of where we're up to?
But let me see if I understand. It means that any comments outside of the review section, which is section 9 in the current Google Doc, I should postpone until the whole document goes to plenary?
Well, you can make your comments, but we won't be discussing them.
Right. So, I made them in the Google Doc, and I just don't know if I'm supposed to do something else. I think not is what I'm hearing.
I think not either. But, you know, we just don't want to duplicate efforts or overwrite plenary efforts by work party activities.
So did plenary, what parts of the document has plenary reviewed already? Because I think I missed it.
Yeah, I would say you have missed it. Bernie, can you say it once more with me?
Well, just to, since we've been looking at this, basically what we've got is the way this started out. We put out a skeleton of the document. Then we did the ATRT2 recommendations, implementations, assessment, and effectiveness assessments, which was the spreadsheet we worked on for, almost 2 months. Then those implementation and effectiveness assessments were transferred into the document, and some conclusions started getting written. I worked with Sebastien on the Section 3 conclusions, worked with Vonda on Section 4 conclusions. Some other ones were written as drafts, and we haven't finished going through those. And now what we're doing, since we got the survey results, is right now going through the survey results. And possibly, so as far as I know, Section 9 reviews, we haven't finished doing the conclusion of the things, and we can get back to those next week after we've finished the sections that we've got on tap for this week.
Okay, I still don't understand which part. Maybe I need a document that's highlighted as this part's done. And I mean, and I still don't understand, is there an opportunity to review? Because I looked really carefully at the spreadsheet, but for some of the ones that the Google Doc says these were implemented, I don't see how it was implemented. So if somebody were to come up and ask me, oh, the review team said this was implemented, where was it implemented? I would not know what to point at.
It seems Daniel, to me, Casey, that, yes, go on, Daniel. See if you can help. Go ahead.
Casey, still, as I told you previously, from the spreadsheet, each of the team members reviewed each of the sections of the different recommendations. And from there, that's where we're able to gauge the level of implementation of the different recommendations during the review. And that's where the scope of the work came in from. So at this point, different documents were shared regarding to the review, and different analysis was made by each of the members of the review team. But then that's what led to the creation of the report. But I think right now, what we have to do, I think, as the review team, is to go through the different respective reviews. Hope that helps. Back to Cheryl.
Thanks, Daniel. Sebastian's hand was up. Go ahead, please, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you very much. I think what it's also very important is to hear from each and everyone in this team. We are a small team. We are a smaller team than it was supposed to be. Therefore, I will not take as you are too late to give your inputs and your advice. I think it's very important that Casey give her the possibility to comment, and we as a group, we can decide that we disagree or agree, or that we want to change something. Because if not, we are not taking each and everyone into account and embracing every of us inputs. I think really it's important to allow Casey to do what she thinks that it's important for her point of view to return to our group. Thank you.
Sebastian, Cheryl, for the record, Pat, please jump in here, but I'm unaware that at any point Casey's views have ever not been going to be dealt with, merely trying to decide where and when, so she understands which bits of the document are being done when, so that she is aware when her more recent input into the Google Docs will also be being addressed. And if there's been any other indication, then I'm unaware of that. Thank you, Pat, for the thumbs up. I certainly am not aware of that. What we are trying to avoid is for having conversations that are duplicating work that is being planned for later on. So we don't want the work party doing work that, in fact, they can do with us in plenary in a following week.
So okay.
I hope that's really, really clear. So we've got Section 9 coming up next week.
I think that's where your
stuff was coming in mainly. But correct me if I'm wrong, Casey, but that's where I thought when I read it was.
There is definitely stuff in Section 9, but there's stuff in the rest of the document too. So I think what I'm looking for, is there an opportunity, because this is what happens in the other work parties that I affiliate with, that sort of a last call of, does anybody have any concerns over what's in any aspect of the document? Or not even last call, but sort of a plenary to review the whole document, or is that not a part of this process?
Are you coming to Singapore, Casey? That's a side question, but an important one.
No, unfortunately I'm not.
Because that is where the bulk of the drafting of documentation towards final is actually going to be happening. So okay. The answer to that is yes, that is the lion's share of our agenda, and it's our agenda for Singapore.
Okay, that's great. That's good.
So to that end, your an action item on everyone over the last 2 weeks you may have picked up on with staff already, but to make sure that staff know blocks of time that you're most available for remote participation during our Singapore days.
Perfect.
So that we can make sure that the parts of documentation we're dealing with fit with available times, because Pat and I have undertaken to try and organise the Singapore agenda to maximise those opportunities from a remote participation's point of view. So the sooner we get your blocks of time, the better we can then establish which bits of the document, which may mean we're not going to start at one end and work to the other, but we'll chop and change to suit people as best we can.
Thank you. That helps a lot. I'm done.
Great. Excellent. And I do hope, Casey, that that Sebastian's concern about you not being heard was not what you were hearing, because it certainly was never the intention. Oh, maybe it was. Well, it was never the intention, Casey, to not take everything that you're giving us as input in as a full complement and fully discussed. And if that was seen in any other way, it was not Pat and I's view, but what Sebastian raised. So I just want to make sure that's very clear.
Okay, thanks.
Pat, do you want to say anything?
I'm also trying to give input at the right time, and I know I was gone for several months, so I apologize for that. So I don't want to be disruptive.
Well, that's true, Casey, but, we all obviously have to move on, and we are aware that due extenuating circumstances, you were out of circulation for some time, but we're not finished the process yet. And all you need to know now is that you haven't missed opportunities. And there are specific timings where, in answer to your how this thing works, this is how it's working, and this is when we hopefully can make sure you're available to make sure that we understand what your comments are about.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem. Now, that said, can I ask staff, I think we're right with our agenda for the second, have other than now, obviously, Casey will be giving you some blocks of time. Have other review team members who are not going to be able to travel to Singapore given any blocks or blackout bits of time that we need to start contemplating? Because the sooner we start putting those up on some sort of matrix, the better. Have we got any come in yet, Jennifer?
This is Jennifer. So So far, it's been crickets on the doodle poll. So I just asked Brenda if she would kindly resend that and remind people to fill it out, as well as the flight information. Sadly, we've been a little bit neglected so far. But we'll remind people again via email, and we can bring it up on Wednesday as well.
All right, so we'll need to do that probably right at the beginning of that any other business activity. We'll just remind them again. Or do you want to, Pat, do you want to move that to the front of the meeting now? Take that Singapore face-to-face meeting updates out of any other business and put it as a action item review, because it really was an action item on everyone.
Yeah, this is Pat. Sure, I think that's fine, but I think we're going to have time no matter where we plug it. But if we want to put it there, that's fine with me.
Okay, let's move it up to the top then, Jennifer, if you don't mind, because it was, you know, that's the second week that it's been an action item on everybody. So let's just take that dot point under 5AOB now, pop it in under 2 as a sub point in 2, make the extra plea. We might even get people dealing with the polling while they're on the call. Who knows? That's a possibility. And KC, specifically to you, that doodle poll when it's re-released, that's when you can pop in your blocks of time that say, you know, I am or am not available. And so then we can try and make sure that the matrix of what we're doing with the report fits best with people who have made comments on the report.
Yep, got it. Doing it now.
Brill. Brill. Fantabulous. Okie dokie. So then we've kind of almost covered our own next piece of work, which is what's happening with Singapore. Is there anything we need to know from a logistics and updates point of view, staff, though?
This is Jennifer. No, I have nothing other than the items that we discussed. No logistic updates on Singapore.
Okay. But it will be good to know when people are arriving. That would be nice. And we have not heard that of the 10 or so that are travelling, that any of them have not got their accommodation, etc. sorted.
This is Jennifer. So as we speak, Bernie and I are chatting about his route. But aside from that, no, I think everybody else is quite okay. Sorry, Bernie. And I did just want to remind people from Brenda. She's instructing me to remind people to send their dinner selections, if I didn't already mention that. And Brenda's telling me that Tola is having some visa issues, which I was unaware of. I think he's working with Brenda, though, on that to resolve it from what I understand. Brenda, do jump in if she says yes, she is. So fingers crossed that we'll get that one resolved soon, because I appreciate that time's ticking.
Certainly is getting close. I'm surprised that Singapore are being a problem. Okay. Brenda, let us know if that becomes an issue in the next couple of days, if it's not resolved, because there's been some other issues with visas coming out of some of the African embassies for the Montreal meeting as well. So that might be information that needs to feed into that process. Okay. All right. So with that, Pat... I think we're kind of done for our preparation and planning meeting. And some European, yes, the Russian indeed, in particular, we're aware of as well for Montreal. But it's, you know, Singapore are not like Canada. So I'm a little surprised that Tola's come up against something going in and out of Singapore. Daniel, you're not, you don't even need a visa for Singapore, do you? I think that's the case anyway. All right, let's see what we can do. Brenda, reach out to us if we need to do anything and see how we go. All right, Pat, anything else for today, or can we call that a wrap?
Nothing from me, Cheryl.
Okay. Bernie, anything from you? Well, in which case, Jennifer, noting that Bernie had typed into chat his little action items, I think it means that you've got the reshuffling of the agenda all sorted, but let's hear if that's the case.
Thanks. This is Jennifer. Yes, indeed. And thanks, Bernie, because I made all those notes and will update the agenda accordingly, and as well with moving the Singapore item around and putting that up the top there. In addition to that, Daniel's going to send us some information regarding the team call for Review's work party tomorrow. And as soon as we get that, Daniel, please make sure Brenda's on that email so that she can update the invite to everybody. And then staff took an action just to continue to work with travel to get all these issues resolved regarding the Singapore meeting. And of course, all the Review team members have the actions to complete the doodle poll if they will not be present in Singapore and send flight information. So those are action items from last week, but I will just reinforce them. And with that, I have nothing else. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Jennifer. And Jennifer, one thing, Singapore, we will just remind everybody as we're doing the update under item two that the meeting is actually going to be held not in the ICANN office, but in the hotel. That hasn't changed, has it?
That has not changed.
Okay. And that we are okay from the hotel with all of the remote participation. Everything as usual, correct?
Correct. And we're going to have an AV person in the room as well to help us all day. Excellent. For the 3 days.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks very much then. I just think that needs to be reconfirmed in everyone's thinking, probably more so for the remote participants than for those of us on site. So, we may as well reinforce that. So when you're speaking to it at the meeting on the 2nd, I'm assuming it's you speaking to it, that part of it that you will reiterate that for us. Brilliant. Okie dokie. It looks like all days in the Swiss Hotel. Yep, got it. Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. And with that, we will gather again on the 2nd of October, which I think is the late in the day for me, not the early in the morning. What's the UTC time?
This is Jennifer. It's 2100.
It's a morning one for me then. Okay.
Actually, I stand corrected. It's 2030 since we moved it forward that half hour. So it starts at 2030 UTC on Wednesday, the 2nd.
Okay. Let's make sure that's bolded in when the agenda goes out. Let's make sure that that time is bolded so people do see it. Fantastic. All right. Thanks, everybody. Okay. And with that, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.
Bye all. Thank you. Bye.